Hey guys, welcome back to Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Thank you all so much again for tuning in this week. I hope your all's week have been going smoothly. I hope our Sunday resets have been just hitting the spots. And now we are just able to enjoy the rest of our Sunday night in just pure peace and relaxation. So thank you all again for tuning in this week. It means the world to me to have you guys here. So without further ado, welcome back to Simply You. Let's get it. I have a really fun conversation for us to have today, and that is going to be revolving the topic of being busy. Being busy, I feel like you can kind of look at it in two very drastic different ways, truthfully. You either look at being busy as you have no free time and you're just always working, you're just so tired all the time, kind of more like poor you. Or you can look at being busy as a blessing. And that's kind of what I wanted to touch on today, is more so looking at being busy, creating a busy life, and looking at it as a blessing, right? At least for me, that's something that I've really tried to practice and kind of reframe in ways. Because, I mean, I live a very, very, very busy life, obviously. You guys should probably know by now, but if you guys don't, I am in sales. I'm a podcast host. I do fashion content. I also mentor and train over 60 girls in volleyball as well. I love to travel. I have the bestest friends of all time that I love to go see and travel to. And then I also have the best supporting family ever. So I think just trying to manage and maintain all of that, like, I live a pretty busy life, you know? So for me, I have found myself sometimes getting caught into the other side of it, where it's like, I just feel so tired and I don't want to do anything. Like, I don't want to go out. I don't want to go grab that dinner with my family or my friends because I'm just too tired to do so. Or just complaining that I'm always busy or that I have something to do. Like, I've just found myself being in that mind frame, whenever it's like, I'm going through my day, right? And say that I go from like my sales meeting and then I go to training, right? From there, I'll be like, oh my God, like I could just be going home right now. And it's that thought, right? It's that thought of, oh my God, I could be doing this instead. Or I could be doing this instead. That's whenever, you know, that temptation of not even being lazy, but just taking the easy way out, I think honestly is the best way that I can phrase it. That's whenever that really starts to come in. And whenever you start to get in that cycle, whenever you're on your way to do something that you said that you were gonna do, and instead you're just thinking about how you could be doing a million things different than what you're doing right now, that takes away so much value into what you're going to be doing. Like, you are already taking away so much of what you could be giving into your next event, your next thing that you're going to, but instead you're just taking away all of that intention, right? All of that purpose, all of the reason and why behind why you even said yes in the first place. You are completely forgetting about that, right? Because you are doing that for a reason, one way or another. You are doing your job, your hobbies, whatever it is may be, you're doing it for a reason, right? Whether it's to achieve your goal, or to make a difference, or to make money, or to try something new, or to challenge yourself, like whatever it may be, you are doing it for a reason. And the second that we start thinking and telling ourselves that, oh yeah, like we could be off, you know, at home, having a little glass of wine, watching a movie right now in our PJs instead of, you know, being here doing this, it's like, well, yes, I could be. But this is where I'm going to flip, right? Instead of thinking that, being like, okay, yes, I could be at home with a little glass of wine in my hand watching a movie and just not doing fucking anything. But instead, I have the opportunity to do something that I've never done before, to do something that's never been done before, you know? And I think once you start to realize that the opportunities, that what is actually keeping you busy is something that either you dreamed of having before or that you never even could have imagined that you would be able to do, that is whenever it is going to start to feel and look like a blessing rather than a chore, right? That is whenever it is going to start to feel like a blessing rather than a task, you know? And I think that it can even be as small as responding to your notifications, you know? Like, I think that I've even caught myself looking at responding to my friends and family's text messages, even like as a chore sometimes. So I'm like, why would it be a chore? Why would it be a task to respond to the people that I love? Like, genuinely, I have people in my life who love and care about me so much that they are taking the time out of their day to reach out to me, whether that's texting or calling me. And I just can't make time for them because I'm too busy, because I have too much going on, right? And I think, like, I don't know, I think that also whenever you do start to get busy, you can also use being busy as an excuse. You can use being busy as an excuse. You can use it as an excuse to not respond to your people, to not reach out to your people. You can go weeks or months without reaching out to your friends, and your excuse is, I'm so sorry, I've just been busy. What? To me, I know what busy looks like, right? I wake up at 6 a.m. and I don't stop working until about 10:30, 11 p.m. at night. Deadass, that's no fucking bullshit. And like, this isn't even like to my own horn, it's just putting it into perspective, right? Because again, I have been the person, like me in college, I was a type where I had 150 text messages that I just was not reading, that I was just not responding to, right? And now I have zero messages on my phone. I keep up with that shit like it's clockwork, right? But it's crazy because I am busier now than I was playing college volleyball. And that's insane to think about. But I was just making every excuse possible to not respond to my friends, to not respond to my family, to not call them back, to not reach out to them at all, to not check in to see how they're doing, because I was too busy. And for me, at least, I could see that that excuse started to get so old to so many of my friends and family that, not that I was really losing them, but I could feel and see them kind of back off a little, you know? Like, I could see them not come to me as much, you know? And it really got to a point where I repeatedly had to reach out to them consistently, not really to like gain it back, but more so just to show them that, like, hey, I'm still here. Like, I'm sorry. I know that I was just completely in my own world. I was living in Carly's world and no one else's world around her, but I'm here now. And that's just gonna be like the reality of it too, is that there's gonna be days, there's gonna be weeks, there might even be a full month where you do have to be heads down and just living in your world and your world only, right? But that's where I want to challenge you to, whenever you get 5 minutes, right? It can be as simple as just texting your friends or family and just being like, hey, I love you, I'm thinking about you, and I hope that you're having a great day. Simple as that. That can take probably 30 seconds total, depending on how fast that you can type that message, you know? And I think that's just kind of where I've been making the shifts and how I even think about it and look at it, is it doesn't have to be something crazy, right? I don't have to text the people that I love and truly care about these long, heartfelt messages every single day. But what I do know that I can do is reach out to them. Well, I try to do it every single day, but is reach out to them and tell them that I'm thinking about them, that I love them, and that I care for them, right? It's as simple as that, but it truly goes such a long way. I don't know, I think it just comes down to making time. Especially as we get older, like, life is not gonna slow down. Your life is just gonna continue to get busier and busier and busier. That to-do list is just gonna keep having things to add on to it. But if we do not prioritize and make time for the things that we love, for the people that we love, and if we continue to use being busy as the excuse, we are gonna miss out on what life is truly about. And that's connection. That's connection, that's relationships, and that is love, right? Yes, working hard, having business, having things to work towards, by all means, you need that, right? You have to have your personal goals. You have to be able to be self-driven and self-motivated. But again, as you are going after your own personal things, it's not necessarily the fact that you should have to. It's more so just wanting to, right? Like, for me at least, like, I work my fucking ass off all day. From the time I wake up, from the time I'm sleeping, my mind's going. I'm trying to figure out ways that either I can make this better or that I can, should I change this to see this result differently? Like, my mind just constantly moving and grooving, right? But it's crazy because whenever I look back in my days, the parts I remember the most are those small 5-minute conversations that I have with my friends. You know, it's like those small phone calls that I have with my mom or dad whenever I'm walking to my next client meeting. You know, it's just, it's truly, one, I think it can take the pressure off life. It can make you feel less alone. It can also make life just feel more fun. You know, I think whenever you're constantly busy and you're constantly going after things, you can get, it's so easy to get trapped and to get stuck into the flow and movement of work, and not play, you know, to just be serious all the time is to just continuously be tense and be direct and be more so in that stage rather than also letting loose, being free flowing and just having fun, right? Like just letting loose and letting go. And I truly believe that there has to be a balance between work and play. And I think as that work continues to increase, right? Because again, the bigger goals you have, the more work that it's gonna take. And for me personally, like my goals are as big as my brain can handle, truthfully. And I'm gonna make sure that I fucking go after it every single day. And then once I get there, I'm gonna make it an even bigger goal. But that being said though, like I have literally had to, like I have had to literally force myself to prioritize slowing down and letting go. You know, like that's where I always try to make a conscious choice to either call or talk to my parents at least once a day. Whether it's, you know, in the 5 to 20 minutes that I have in between my meetings. Same thing for my friends, right? Just checking in on them, making sure that they're good. But I don't know. I've been the person that has used being busy as an excuse, and I've seen what it did to my relationships, and I've seen how much it honestly weakened my relationships and my friendships and my relationships with my family members. Because I was putting my life before theirs, which that's where I think it's such a fine line, because yes, it is your life, and I'm not saying that you have to please your friends, you have to please your family and drop your entire life and your goals in order to make them happy and see and talk to them 24/7. That's not what the fuck I'm saying at all. You have to be able to prioritize and keep your goals at the number one site, right? But again, if you have the right friends, if you have the right family, they aren't gonna try to get in front of that light. They aren't gonna try to block that view from you. They are just gonna try to honestly just widen out your lenses and make sure that you know that you have so many other options and avenues to get to your end goal. And that's where I think too, just realizing that the more that you are able to share your life with your friends and with your family, the more that you are gonna find possibilities and opportunity and different ways to live life and different ways to manage the experiences and the obstacles that come your way. Because I promise you guys, whenever you are going after something, there are going to be obstacles that come your way. And I promise you, it is so much better to feel and know that you have a support system that, one, they understand what you're working towards. That's so important. That is truly so important for your support system to understand your goals, to understand the complexity of your goals, right? To understand how big your goal is, to understand where your goals should take you, to understand what it's going to take to also get to your goals, right? The more that they can be let in to what you want, the more eyes and ears that you are going to have focused and being towards that goal, right? And that's where I truly think it does take a village to reach where you want to be, because you're not going to get there alone. And if you think that you're going to get there alone, hold on tight. Let me just tell you that much. Hold on tight. Because I tried to get there alone and it damn near broke me. Literally, it damn near broke me. I felt suffocated. I was so deregulated within my nervous system and my emotions that I just did not have any clarity. And then it truthfully got to a point where I can't even see straight, you know? Like, I lost sight of my goal, lost sight of who I wanted to be and what I wanted to do within this world. And I think, too, whenever you do have your friends and your family, to be able to really grasp your life and why you stay so busy and what you're doing that is having you be so busy, it's not going to, one, have them resent you for working toward that goal, because they are going to at least get it in some complexity. They are going to understand that you are working for something that has never been done before, that is going to take the extra mile. They're going to get it. But if you don't open up to them and be like, look, I have so much shit going on right now. I am so sorry. I am here for you. I love you. I just am trying to handle my shit right now. I promise you guys, your friends and family are going to respect that and are going to want to be there for you so much more than if you just continue trying to just tell them, I'm sorry, I'm busy. I'm sorry, I'm busy. I'm sorry, I'm busy. And give them no in into actually what you're doing. So that's just where I think being busy, just letting people in on your busyness, you know, letting people be somewhat aware. They don't have to necessarily know every single detail, but they at least should know enough where they can have an idea of the work that you're doing, you know? Because I also think it's really just nice, honestly. I mean, like, we all want it. We all like to hear and feel it. We can't act like we don't. It's so nice, obviously, to be validated and to just feel seen, especially whenever you are working your fucking ass off. If you are working and going and grinding every single day and you're not hearing one thing from the people like around you saying, good job, I'm so proud of you, you're working so hard, and all this and that, not that you need it, but just showing up for yourself day in and day out for days and months and years at a time. If you don't hear it from anyone but yourself, not that it's going to stop you, but it's just going to be a lot harder, you know? And I think make sure to be the one that feels the proudest, that is almost like your biggest cheerleader, you know? Be your biggest cheerleader. With that being said, don't cut yourself short and don't push people away to not allow to celebrate the work that you're also putting into. The work that you're putting in is so important in the process. And not only that, it's so important to also recognize and validate the work that you're also putting into, because again, if you start to really see and feel your friends and family appreciate the work that you're putting in, it's going to make you go so much harder, but also do it the right way too. You know, like, not just doing it to do it, making sure that it's just going to give you, I think, more purpose and intention behind what you're doing too. That being said though, I think going back to just being busy, it's so easy to look at being busy as a bad thing, as complaining that you have so much stuff to do. And like, it's so easy to wake up and be like, oh my God, like, I have to work out today. Then I have to go on this meeting, and then I have another meeting, and then I have a lunch, and then I have to go train after this, and then I have to go work out. That's where I want us to stop and pause and truly recognize what is keeping us busy. The fact that we are able, like, at least for myself, I have been really trying to tell myself being busy is the biggest blessing of all time. It's like the fact that I'm able to sit in on meetings with the people that I am, to sit in on meetings with these CEOs and really strategize and help them build their brand and their business, as well as learn from them and hear their thoughts and how I can improve too. Like, that is literally such an incredible experience that I am able to live out and have right now. And it's like, yes, does it keep me busy? Absolutely. But it's either I could be learning and having these experiences that are making me better, or I could be staying comfortable, staying in my bed, having that glass of wine, watching that show, and literally not getting any better, not taking any step forward to the woman that I want to be. And that's where I think too, like, I just always ask myself, like, what type of woman do I want to be? Like, genuinely, who do I want to be? Do I want to be someone that just is okay with just sitting on her ass and not going for it? Or do I want to be the type of woman who is like, fuck this, like, I might be tired, I might be going all day, but one, I'm learning, I'm getting better. I'm growing my skills. I'm learning something new every single day. I'm learning how to negotiate, how to speak, how to speak up for myself. I'm just learning so much that I'm like, it's priceless. Like, that is truly, and like, just the fact that I'm able to now spend my days learning and being able to practice and apply what I'm learning every single day, I'm seeing constant growth, you know? And I think once you start to see growth within your everyday life, it's gonna make that busy schedule so much worth it, so much more worth it. And I also think too, you know, like even within like this podcast, like there's days where instead of going into the studio, I could be at home just tanning all day, just chilling, not doing anything. But that's where too, I'm like, I actually had the opportunity to have my own podcast, to have my own studio, to have a phenomenal team. Like, how privileged do I have to be to complain about a life where I get to wake up and be in rooms with these CEOs, where I get to wake up and have my own studio, my own podcast, where I get to connect with you guys, where I get to work with these phenomenal brands and be able to receive clothing and be able to post and just relay confidence out into the world. How privileged do I have to be to complain about having a body that's healthy, that can let me work out, to stretch, to run, to walk, to lift, to move, right? Like, the more things that we take for granted, the more privileged that we become, truthfully. And vice versa, I think the more grateful that we can be for things, the more humble that we become. And I think, again, it just goes back to, who do you want to be? What type of person do you want to be? Do you want to be the type of person that is complaining about all of the opportunities that are coming your way? Or do you want to be the type of person who is so grateful for the hustle, is so grateful for the work and for the time that you get, that you don't care how much time that you have to work on something, you're going to get it done? And that's where too, I think, at least for me, like, I've gone through hard and deep shit in my life, which I haven't shared yet. I will eventually one of these days, but I've gone through very hard and deep shit. And I think whenever you go through true, real, raw, deep, heavy experiences, it genuinely changes you. It rewires your brain, it changes your body, it changes how you feel about literally every single thing, as big or small as it gets. And for me, I mean, like they always say, comparison is the thief of joy. And I think for me, it really is. Whenever I find myself complaining about where I'm at right now, I genuinely just look back at all the things that I've survived and that I've gone through to get here. And I genuinely tell myself, the past me would be ashamed of myself if I was complaining about the life that I have right now. She would be ashamed if I did not take this life and run with it and woke up every single day completely grateful for what I have right now. Because there was once a point in my life where I was just, again, it's like that heaviness, that real, deep, heavy experience and feelings that surely shape you. It just makes you realize that whenever you do have situations that are, yes, they might be hard, but you're doing the things that you love and you are given the chance to do things that you love and that you want to do. I don't know. For me, like, I just know that it could be a hell of a lot worse. And I hate to say that, because that is comparing, you know, like, it's comparing my situation now to where I was. And again, my comparison is a thief of joy. Like, I really don't like to compare. But I don't know, whenever I look through my experiences, what I've gone through, what I've been through, and then I look at where I'm at now, like, it's a fucking miracle. It is a fucking miracle that I am sitting in this chair, that I have the opportunity to run with this podcast, to work with these brands, to be in these rooms with these C-suite high level people, to have these conversations, to learn, to mentor, to guide. What about that would I ever want to complain about? Like, yes, does it take up my time? Yes, are my days long? Yes, are my days nonstop? Yes, am I tired? Do I get exhausted? Am I drained? Is my social battery sometimes dead? Absolutely, right? Again, it's not going to be all rainbows and butterflies 24/7. But I think whenever you're not feeling 100%, that's still no excuse to lose sight of why you're doing it and what you're grateful for. And that's where I think too, whenever I found myself being tired and starting to become fatigued and exhausted, I would find myself instantly going to complaining and being like, I'm so tired, fuck this, like I don't want to do this, I'm too tired to work out, I'm too tired to go record, I'm too tired to post, just making every excuse, right? Or just saying, you know, like, I've worked long enough, I've worked hard enough, I've done enough, you know, like it's always like that sort of thing. It's always just finding a way to kind of let yourself off the hook. And I think whenever you truly learn to make no excuse for yourself, that's whenever I think one, your true discipline is gonna come in. And I think two, you're gonna learn how to actually show up for yourself in the best way possible, you know? Not just showing up, but showing up with intention. And that to me, I think is so special. Whenever it doesn't matter how you feel, you still know yourself enough. You still see the end goal. You still see the bigger picture where it's like, you know that yes, I might be feeling irritated, I might be feeling exhausted, but I'm still gonna go after what I'm doing. Truly, it all just comes down to gratitude. For me, it always, always, always comes down to gratitude and being grateful. Knowing that these opportunities would not be coming our way if we could not handle them. Truly. We would not be given the chance and the opportunity to go after something if we could not handle it. That being said, are we going to be successful at every single thing that we try? No. But are we going to handle whatever outcome comes out of it? Absolutely. And that's where I think we just have to be able to realize that the situations, the opportunities that come our way that do keep us busy, they aren't there to hold us back. They aren't there to set us back. They are there to teach us something. And I think just really holding on to the fact that we can handle any situation that comes our way. Truly. I think that that can take away so much pressure and anxiety and fear going into these situations or going after something. Just knowing that if you have the opportunity, you can handle it, period. And if you can handle it, you're going to get through it. And if you get through it, you're going to see and learn something from it. And that is priceless, you guys. That is priceless. So I think really just to end this, kind of circling back to just being busy is a blessing. Being busy is a blessing. Having the opportunity to be able to work on something, to be able to spend your days going after your passions, talking with your friends, your family, your coworkers, to work on your vision, your brands, your career, whatever it may be, don't take it for granted. Do not take it for granted. If you are busy, that is a good thing. So I just want to challenge us that whenever we feel ourselves getting in that cycle where we feel tired or we feel like we just cannot catch a break or that we've just been on the go nonstop, you know, go, 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 I really want us to sit back and realize, one, what we're doing, and two, realize what we have. You know, what we have can make us feel so fulfilled. And it can also just bring us back to what's important, you know? Realize why you're doing the things that you're doing. Realize what is keeping you busy is because you love it. It's because you're passionate about it. And it's because you're making a difference, you know? You're not staying busy doing things that you don't want to do. You're staying busy with things that you are choosing to do. And if you choose to do it with as much confidence, as much intent as you can. You know, like if you're gonna do something, fucking do it. You know, like don't just half-ass it. do it to the best of your ability. So I just want to leave you guys with one: be grateful for being busy. Be grateful that you have things to go after. Be grateful that you have a life that is fulfilling you, that is fulfilling your time, that is pushing you, that is making you do the hard things, that's making you learn and grow. Because that, like, that is literally what life is about. Keep going after it. Keep staying busy. Keep your family and friends in the loop. Please, please, please do not use being busy as an excuse to not maintain your relationships, okay? Your relationships are going to help staying busy. Your relationships are going to help the busyness seem a lot slower and seem a lot easier to manage, okay? So hold on to your relationships, make time, find time, and be grateful that you are busy. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you all have a great rest of your night. I hope you all have a great week. Make sure to like and subscribe and tune in next week on Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Thank you guys. Bye.